Pino! And welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one and all, to a brand new edition of The Quinn Spin. I'm your host, The Quinn. I'm back here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more for another rousing and riveting installment of the official podcast of Underground Music Collective. You just heard Rebel Nine's All Become at the top of the show. That's been our opening theme song since the great year of 2014, and it will be until the very end of days. And we are back here on the Zoom machine tonight with the OG fam, checking in after a couple months. We've all had some busy lives and schedules and things going on, and we've got much to discuss, don't we, gentlemen? So let's say hello to the nice people. Let's start with JD.
Oh,
off the rails right away.
Wow.
I mean,
I was about to say my life looks like oh, that's not going to work. My hand's not going to work. Hello. my life currently looks like what my virtual background is on our Zoom meeting, which is a train wreck.
Yeah.
Multiple trains just done for.
They're done.
Let's see. I've been up since 5:40 in the morning, so I'm a little bit loopy.
Yay!
Although I'm usually always loopy when I'm on here, so
true.
I guess nothing's new.
Yeah.
And my life's usually a train wreck, so again, nothing new. So a great contribution to start the show from me.
Agreed. Yes. Thank you for your.
Yes. Thank you for clapping, Scotty Rock, for my train wreck of a life.
Listen, I'm just glad you're, you know, keeping the train on the. I don't know what I'm going to say.
It's in the vicinity of the train tracks.
Yeah, yeah. It's
not,
somewhere
it's
near
the train tracks, but it's close.
But it's on the same track that it was in on the last, or the same path it was on the last time.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not it's not parallel anymore. It's basically perpendicular to the train track.
Yeah. It's not on the rails, but it's not in the river yet. So
that's true. I actually don't see any water in this picture, so thank the Lord for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there could be some just to the right or the left, though.
Just going to say that top right-hand little sliver looks like it could be the start of a little lake, maybe.
Wow, you guys are all just gloom and doom. I'm trying to be positive over here and try to – jeez.
Well, we just got to explore all the possibilities here. But thank you, JD, for giving us that exciting update.
You're welcome.
Mr. Rock joining us again.
Hi.
Fresh off of another journey to WrestleMania. How are you doing?
I did. WrestleMania 40 is in the books.
That's right.
It was a time, man. It was a time. As much as I was not happy with the ending of the main event, it was a good time, and I appreciate what happened. Cody Rhodes winning the championship.
You sound like you appreciate it. You sound really just thrilled.
I mean, I appreciated the cameos of legends that came out: John Cena, Undertaker, The Rock. I wasn't there night one,
right?
And supposedly, according to my friend who I went with, he was there both nights, and he said it was beyond freezing.
Mm-hmm.
He told me night two, bring a blanket, and I said, I'm not bringing a blanket, because you and I are going to be under the same blanket, and I'm not okay with that. So anyway, long story short, we ended up just wearing hoodies. It was a lot warmer night two, but no, the place was electric. The matches were great. We had great seats. It was a really good time. It was a good time. I don't really know what else to say. Cody won. I was not happy, but you know, it
nice
is what it's
crack.
Thank you. I wanted to throw it in there.
So you're still salty at Cody for leaving AEW because you told him?
No, I'm not salty because he left AEW. I was never a fan of his in AEW, despite what you may think. I'm not a Cody Rhodes fan.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Coach McQuake, so I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. You know, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
He said it.
I said it sarcastically because I'm not Coach McQuake's. But But the point is, when we were watching AEW, you were like, oh, Cody Rhodes, Cody Rhodes. Like,
no.
You loved
it. I don't
worship the
I
ground
ever
he
said.
walked on because he hated AEW.
I definitely didn't worship the ground he walked on. I don't think that's a true story. I wish I could go back and watch the feed of it because that did not happen.
Well,
whatever.
As a former Cody hater, I was ragging on him the entire time before I
don't think. I think I appreciated what he was doing, but I wouldn't say I was a fan. He had a couple really good matches at that time. I believe him and his brother had a really good match, and I think I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I was a fan as you think I was.
I see. So yeah. They didn't send the crowd home happy in your case.
Oh, they sent the crowd home happy. Let me tell you, though, there were a lot of boos in my section for Cody. I happened to be in the right section for that main event. There was a good amount of boos. I was very surprised. Now, if I went to Raw the night after, I would have been stuck out like a sore thumb because that place went nuts when Cody came out with that belt. But no, there was a good amount of boos. I was actually very surprised. I did not think there would be as many as there was.
Well, that's because The Rock, even at his most heelish, like, isn't going to be 100% booed because he's so good at being a
yes.
heel. And that's the thing we haven't really had a chance to cover is how good that run was.
Yes.
It was honestly one of the best things he's ever done in his career in entertainment.
Without a doubt.
Like,
without
not just in wrestling, but in entertainment. Like,
yeah.
The way he leaned in and the way he made it feel like he wasn't just back for the cameo, but he was actually an active talent participating in the story, really driving it forward. More like to the point where honestly Roman got lost in the shuffle. And that's the one criticism I have is that, like, for Roman being this dominant champion of 3.5 years, he was so inconsequential to the story of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like he was just the champion that got propped up to lose at the end of the day. And I don't think it's as much of an indictment on Roman and his talent as much as it is just the fact that, you know, who's going to match The Rock in terms of his, first of all, his ability to read the crowd and respond to the crowd, but also to present something compelling. I mean, there's, you know, you'd be hard pressed to find too many better storytellers on earth in any you know, form of entertainment. So it's like with that, he's going to overshadow anybody who's, you know, that's why he became the leader of the nation.
Well, I do think they are leading up to Roman Rock. For next year's WrestleMania. I do think that's where they're going.
Although the rumor is Rock and Cody at WrestleMania.
I don't think they're going to do that at Mania.
Yeah,
I think that'll happen before.
I think that I do think that's more of a SummerSlam match.
Yeah, or Roman, even Rumble.
Yeah, because Roman Rock can happen at WrestleMania and not be the main event or maybe be the night one main event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then
I think they should push it because the year that they said they were doing Cena Rock a year in advance.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. They had a year-long storyline. It was brilliant.
Although it dragged in some spots because there wasn't really any way to push it forward.
It did.
You know, with Rock's Hollywood schedule at the time, like Cena had to go feud with whomever just to kind of fill the gap. But I guess Cody kind of did that too here. You know, mm-hmm. like he had a pay-per-view match against Dominic Mysterio at one point. Like, you know, you have to fill
it. It was amazing in his own right.
Yeah, he's like that. That kid needs all the credit in the world for what he's done.
Yeah,
you know, just the way he will take a beating and make it look like $1 million. He's just a tremendous heel. Just in the fact, you know, he's just so good at just playing a piece of crap.
Like,
that is his gimmick.
And
is just being
not to take away from this, but it just made me think of the opening match and the way that happened with Damian Priest cashing in and CM Punk costing what's his name, Drew McIntyre amazing, and the crowd was electric. It was the way that they started the show and ended the show. I mean, the whole show was amazing. The way that they started it specifically and ended it was just phenomenal. And being there live was something else. It was indescribable. So cool. And I got a shirt. That's my most important thing is what shirt am I going to wear? I bought a shirt and it's, you know, the infamous Rock fanny pack.
Yeah.
Photo. It's that picture, but it's Maui from Moana's head on it. I'm telling you, people were walking. I got so many compliments on the shirt. I felt like a celebrity. It was awesome.
So you didn't wear the Ric Flair robe?
No. Because I was told it was freezing cold, and I didn't want to, you know, freeze my my balls off.
Especially because you were going to go plane ride from hell and wear nothing underneath.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
How else would I have done it? Of course.
Exactly. That was the whole gimmick. You
exactly.
Know? Run around the stadium, flashing people.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Mania was good. I'm trying to think of what else has happened. I don't have much else. We got blinds. This is a blind, brand new blinds. Oh,
I thought it was a wall.
No, it's not. Watch this.
Does it? It's remote controlled?
No, no. I got a chain.
Oh, turtleneck. Old fashioned.
For those of you listening and not watching.
It's going up right now.
It's going up.
It's crooked, but it's going
yeah.
up.
Yeah, no, it's just the way that my...
Oh, it's your camera. Never mind.
Camera is.
No, they installed it properly.
Yeah, we got blinds. I shaved my head.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
I need to.
Get ready for your Stone Cold cosplay.
I'm getting ready for Creed.
Yeah, August 23rd.
I got Creed, Limp Bizkit. Elle just bought tickets to Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm super excited about.
It's 2002 again.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say...
It's going to be a nostalgic summer.
Butt Rock is cool again, and I couldn't be happier. But I never abandoned Butt Rock. I believed in Butt Rock this entire time.
Yeah, I did too. I've been listening to Creed's greatest hits for the past 10 years.
Butt
yeah.
Rock always believed in me.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Me too. We stuck together.
Butt Rock never gave up on me.
I have to say, I'm a little salty that now everybody wants to jump on the Creed bandwagon. Like, now everybody wants to act like they always liked Creed. But you know what? This is the utopia I've always wanted to live in, so I can't be too upset about it, because finally everyone realizes the genius of Scott Stapp, Mark Tremonti and company, and everybody is rejoicing. Creed unites the masses, and they will unite the masses in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes, they
August
will.
23rd, Quinn Spin Field Trip featuring me and Scotty Rock.
Woo-hoo!
Not authorized media at all, but maybe we could pull some strings.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stapp, if you're watching this, we would like to have a word. And by a word, I mean an interview with you backstage. In Hershey.
What if? What if?
We'll bring the chocolate.
Chocolate?
It's
Hershey.
There's
Hershey
already plenty stuff. There.
Oh. Yeah, like what? That's like, that's so commodified there. We need something unique.
Yeah.
You need.
All right. Let me think about it.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
What? That'll work.
It will.
It's different.
I mean, it's
different.
Not chocolate. You know,
yeah,
it's not
true.
A
different.
Vanilla world.
You go to Hershey and be like, can I get some vanilla? They're like, no, we only have chocolate.
Chocolate.
We only have chocolate here.
All right. Vanilla.
That's how so they talk in Hershey.
Let's see how we can get in touch with Mr. Stapp's representatives. And
that would be awesome. And hopefully there will not be any plungers needed this time we go away to see a band.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, we take a photo and I don't do this.
Wait.
Like the last time.
Yeah.
Oh, refresh my memory what the plunger thing is.
We stayed in a hotel and Scotty clogged the toilet and sent Quinn down to get a plunger. Quinn down.
Yeah.
Oh.
They wouldn't bring us one. We had to go to the front desk to pick it up.
I also have a clogged toilet story.
Do tell.
Okay. I don't think, Quinn, you might have heard this. I don't know, but. The listeners at home have definitely not heard this.
Quinn's been exclusive.
Yeah. I was in South Korea. We were at this university. We did like an exchange thing in the winter. Their students came to our college. And then in the summer, we went to South Korea and went to their university. And they had just completed like this new high-rise dormitory, like over 30 stories tall, and we were basically like on the top floor. Like they gave us the royal treatment. So I'm in like a brand new building, staying there for 3 weeks, and I think this was week two. I was like, I really gotta take a poop. So I took a poop. And I clogged the toilet, and there was no plunger, and I couldn't find one in the room. So I walked outside, and they had a housekeeping staff.
Aww.
So I walked over to the housekeepers, trying to communicate with them somehow that I needed a plunger. So I wasn't getting the point across, and this is before like Google Translate could just make everything easy, speaking in other languages, translating into other languages. So I basically had them follow me. I was like,
Oh,
"Please."
God.
And I went into the bathroom with them and I showed them.
And what did you start doing this?
What's that?
You started doing like the plunging.
No, it's fine. I just showed them that.
And they knew.
They, yeah, and they knew, and they turned around and just like stormed out. I would imagine cursing in Korean. And
Amazing.
they came and unclogged it, and I made sure to never poop in that room again for the rest of the trip. I only did it in public bathrooms from then on.
Where you can clog the toilet and walk away before
And
anyone
no one
finds
will
out.
ever know.
That is a great story.
And now
That's
JD's not allowed in South Korea.
I am banned from Chunju University in Chunju, South Korea.
Amazing.
They will never let me back.
Yeah. There's a motel in Niagara Falls that won't let Scotty back either. So, or me,
Really?
because I had to go fetch the plunger.
You made
So
me bring it back.
I did. I did. Yeah. It's also probably the second time that I was cursed at in Korea in that trip.
What was the first?
So it's the day we got to Chunju. We spent like the first day or two in Seoul, just being tourists. And then we had to take a bus like 3.5 hours to Chunju. And we get there, and the professors were like, "Okay, the five of you, the American students, just five guys. They're like, okay, you have 2 hours, go do whatever." So we're like, "Okay, we're hungry, let's go get some food." So we walk into a local Korean restaurant and we sit down, and lady walks over and hands us five pieces of paper and five pencils with they basically had their menu on them, but it's all in Korean. So we're looking, we're like, "What the hell is any of this?" And I finally notice that going around the walls of the restaurant are pictures of the dishes. So I basically say, "Oh, okay, just find a picture of a dish that looks good to you, and then we can match up the Hangul, the Korean letters. We can match them up to what's on the piece of paper, and then we can just do a number," because they know numbers, obviously. So we do that, figure out what we want. Collect all the pieces of paper and hand them to the lady when she comes back. And she looks at the pieces of paper, like spreads them out, looks at all five of them, and then puts them back together. And then she looks at us, like almost bewildered, like, "Oh, do they know Korean?" So then she starts talking to us in Korean, like
Oh,
trying to have a conversation. And we're so she's talking and talking and talking, and then she finishes her sentence. And we're just sitting there, like looking at her, and we don't say anything. There's just this awkward silence. And after a bit of silence, she just stomps her foot and starts yelling, I assume cursing in Korean, and turns around and walks away. And then, like 10 minutes later, we got our food and it was delicious.
I was going to say, was the food good?
No, it was really good. I love Korean food. I
Nice.
love Korean food. But that's the only time we went there.
Well, at least the food was good and not spat upon, so that's good.
I mean, I don't know if it was spat upon, but
Might add a little extra flavor.
yeah, I was about to say that's a little bit of
Was
extra seasoning.
it delicious? Yeah.
But no, the food is really good. I love Korean food. Love me some kimchi.
All right, well.
You guys don't like fermented cabbage? What the
I
hell?
mean, I
I
do.
actually like kimchi.
Oh,
Yeah.
cool. Oh,
Yeah.
you do too, Quinn?
I mean, I think I've had it, yeah. I mean, sauerkraut is also fermented cabbage, and I like that.
I went to a Korean barbecue for my birthday last year for the first time, and it was one of the best meals I ever had.
It's Korean barbecue, so good.
Isn't that
Kimchi.
place we went to by the previous dog pound, not the one you're in now? Wasn't that like a Korean restaurant? Remember, we went there last
Chinese
summer.
restaurant.
No, there was another place we went to.
Oh no, that was ramen.
Oh, the ramen
That
place.
was Japanese ramen.
Oh, okay.
But I think they did have Korean. Maybe
Yeah,
they
they
did
had
have a
Korean
couple
because I
Korean
got
things on the
something.
menu.
I got a Korean thing. That's
You
why.
did. You
Yeah.
did. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a ramen place, but they did have Korean food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, ramen's really good too.
Oh, this place is so good.
Yeah. Let's go get some after the show.
Yeah,
I'll
let's do it.
hey, fans, hey, listeners at home, devout followers. What's your go-to? What do you love to eat? Do they have a place to like put that in the comments?
Yeah, they do. They can
Oh,
comment
sweet.
on. As
Yeah,
a matter of
tell.
fact, I can make that the Spotify poll.
Make me
Yes.
hungry.
And that's actually my second. Well, we'll get there. Anyway,
Yes, yes.
I don't want to give anything away.
I'm
Stay tuned.
psychic.
Stay tuned.
I'm psychic. I have ESPN or something.
ESPN.
You
It's in
guys.
the
Oh my God. Oh, okay, this is not the right crowd for a Mean Girls reference.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Or
get it.
apparently a sports reference if you're Scotty.
Yes. Well, we all knew that.
Yeah. But you know what Scotty is really good with?
Wait,
I think
do
I
I
know. I
know?
think I know. I have a guess. I have a guess. Ooh, can I guess? Can I guess? Can I guess? Can I
Yes, go
guess?
ahead, please.
Is it something called Stupid News? Oh, what timing?
It's
What time?
Stupid News with Scotty Rock.
Thank you, thank you. All right, I'm here to continue my good stupid news
Run,
thing.
streak.
Run streak. Thank
It's
you.
like The Undertaker.
Couldn't think of the word. All right. So this is from NBC Connecticut, and the title is "Missing Texas Teen Found 8 Years Had Been Home All Along." Are we ready for this? A Texas man who was reported missing as a teenager in 2015 and found alive last week at a church was only gone for a day, but he and his mother maintained the ruse for 8 years by giving officers false names. Houston police detectives and prosecutors have declined to bring false report charges against Janie Santana and her son Rudolph Rudy Farias, but the investigation is continuing. The announcement came a week after police said they found Farias after receiving a call about a person lying on the ground in front of a Southeast Houston church. Authorities had not previously said where Farias, now 25 years old, spent the last 8 years since he was reported missing after taking his two dogs for a walk near his family home in Northeast Houston. He was hospitalized after police found him last week, and detectives interviewed him and his mother on Wednesday. After investigators talked with him yesterday, it was discovered that Rudy returned home the very next day that he was reported missing. The mother, Janie, continued to deceive police by remaining adamant that Rudy was still missing. After Farias was reported missing, Houston police and Texas EquiSearch, a civilian search team and recovery team, looked for him without success, although his dogs were later found. In the years that followed, there were several possible sightings of Farias, according to a private investigator hired by the teen's mother a few months after he went missing. They included one sighting in 2018 that police responded to, but the investigation remained open as a missing persons case. Upon police announcing they'd found her son, Santana released a statement thanking the media and saying he is receiving the care he needs to overcome his trauma, but at this time he is nonverbal and not able to communicate with us. Santana's family said that su they suspected Farias was not missing and accused Santana of keeping him away from them all these years. We're upset that the authorities are not going to do anything, his aunt said, as she and other family members stood outside Houston police headquarters. Rodriguez said her late mother, Rosa Sosa Rodriguez, had lived with Santana and repeatedly told relatives that Farias was living in the house with them. My mom would always tell me, Rudy is here. He's right there. He's in that room. And Janie said, no, she's lying. She's losing it. So anyway, this kid was reported missing. The mother is obviously a little crazy, but he returned home the very next day and was never missing. And they found him 8 years later in the house.
There was a lot going on there, and none of it made sense. So forgive me if this was already covered. Was there a motive? Like, was there any particular reason? I
didn't know. And I was looking for that in the article, and I was a little upset that they didn't say a motive. But no, they did not say why she was deceiving the police. They're questioning her mental health.
So this really is stupid news in its purest form, because there's not even an identifiable motive to.
Right.
Like, you know, it's as the saying goes, make it make sense. And there's just simply no way to make it make sense, which means this is literally like stupid news to a T.
Yeah, that's why I chose it.
Yeah. Wow. Good job, Scotty.
I have a question.
Sure.
Connecticut had nothing to do with this, did it?
No, they were just reporting it.
It was NBC Connecticut, and it was about a story. I guess they had a slow news day up in Connecticut.
Yeah,
they
I guess so.
Well, they thought like, this was. Where,
I was like, when's Connecticut going to be involved?
Yeah, no,
in this?
Nothing to do with Connecticut.
Oh, sorry, it was in Texas, Connecticut. Ah, I get it now.
Yes, Houston, Connecticut.
Yes.
The thing is, there's just a whole lot of nothing that ever happens in Connecticut, so they just, you know, decide.
Yeah,
you know what? Let's
get what they can.
Yeah, because you said NBC Connecticut, I'm like. Well, it's not Florida, so it's not going to be crazy. And then it ended up being a solely Texas story. I'm like,
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's stupid in itself. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Get it together, NBC Connecticut.
Can we just go back to how pointless Connecticut is? Like,
sure.
It's not Delaware.
Though. I mean, no, but it's like.
Oh.
But we love our listeners in Connecticut.
We do. But
yes,
like,
we do.
Get a better state. Yeah,
just you chose poorly, but we love you still.
Like, I don't understand, like, why Connecticut's a thing. Like, you know.
Well, it's basically Delaware, but flipped horizontally.
I was going to say it's
just
like.
You rotated it 90 degrees.
Oh, there's Delaware.
Oh, there is Delaware. Look at
Scotty
that.
I was ready with that.
Wow.
When Scotty signed on tonight, for some reason, he had Delaware as his background.
Wait, Scotty, do you love Delaware?
No. Do you remember Wayne's World? When they did the, I don't remember if it was Wayne's World 1 or Wayne's World 2, but they did the different, I guess, whatever they do in the beginning of their show, and they go, hi, we're in Delaware. You don't remember that?
No.
I was 5 when Wayne's World
came out. Oh, such a good movie.
Didn't like Wayne's World.
Oh, all right. We're done.
I don't remember it well enough.
You want me to log off? 5.
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah.
You're dismissed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Carry on. Don't make fun of Wayne's World.
Yeah. Let's go back to making fun of Connecticut.
I didn't make fun of it. I just said I didn't like it.
All right. Don't diss Wayne's World.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Like so
if,
good.
Like if
you're I'm leaving. A yuck your yum is enough for me. Bye.
What? Wait, what was enough for you?
Yuck your yum. Yuck your yum.
Everybody says that. You never
Who's
had
everybody?
Your yum, you never had your yum yucked?
And there's the rails. There they go.
Not a long time. That's my answer to that.
I've never had my yum yucked. I'm
I never had my yum
it.
Yucked in a long time. Is that what you do on your OnlyFans?
I don't okay for legal reasons and
legal
for
reasons.
For some people on the internet that may find me, I don't actually have an OnlyFans. I don't actually
yet.
Have one
yet.
No, not yet either. I'm never making one.
I don't maybe that's what I want you to think,
because like look, I contract at a church. I can't be making OnlyFans.
That's true.
All right,
true. That all would right. be frowned upon.
That would be very frowned upon.
Yeah, I don't see how that would be. I don't see how that would go well for you.
But so. Link in bio.
Anyway, great stupid news.
I didn't say anything.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, right. Don't have one. I don't have
one. The streak lives.
The streak.
Man, you are the Undertaker of stupid news.
Yeah.
You're going to tombstone pile drive NBC Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And apparently he's going to choke slam us with some very interesting questions next.
Yeah. Is that now?
Oh, what a segue.
Yeah, because I'm not wasting that segue. So
right. So we're calling this that getting to know you thing. As some of you may
have
been
asked, segment. It's like
we added thing to the end of it.
Oh yeah, it's that getting to know you thing, and there will be a theme song at some point.
Oh, this is a reoccurring thing.
It might be. So, as some of you may or may not remember, probably last year, I did a kind of like 20 random rapid fire questions to both of you, and you both answered on the spot. And I came up with some more. Well, actually, I didn't come up with them. I actually got them from Teen Vogue website.
Oh no!
How did you not get my Mean Girls reference if you're on Teen Vogue?
Yeah. Anyway. I actually like these questions. I think you guys are going to enjoy them. I handpicked 10 questions for each of you.
Ooh.
Different questions. Quinn, would you like to go first or second, since this is your show?
I'll defer. I'll let JD go first.
All right. Are you ready, JD? I actually think you're gonna like your questions.
So before you start,
yes.
Wait, these are different questions for both of us?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. And these are Scotty Rock curated.
No, they're Teen Vogue curated.
Oh, fair. Okay, yeah.
I just can't take them off the list.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We have different questions.
You do, but I think they're good.
Oh God! Oh God! Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right,
rip the bandaid off.
JD, your first question: would you survive the zombie apocalypse?
No.
Why not?
Look at me. I'm fat.
Okay.
The end. Thank you for coming to my TED talk.
Okay, you ready for your second question?
No.
What is on the top of your bucket list?
I guess go back to South Korea. Oh, go to Europe. Go to Europe. I haven't been to Europe yet.
Okay. Let's go clog more toilets in South Korea.
If you had number three, if you had the opportunity to know your future, would you want to find out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
I say pensively.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure.
So yes, maybe no?
Yes, because I want to know if it's better than this train wreck I'm in right now.
I don't think I would want to know.
Yeah, part of me doesn't want to know.
Because what if it's bad?
Yeah, what if it gets worse?
Then it's like you're just waiting for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like, I've had... Quinn, what is going on?
I don't know.
What,
the screen's reversed. And sorry, carry on.
No, it was more like your hair was reversed.
Yeah, but I was trying to figure out which hand, like...
I get it.
You know what I mean?
It,
like, it's flipped on me, like, when I'm looking, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, carry on. I need a haircut. Anyway.
Yes, you do.
Go ahead. Back to the
all right,
back to
number four.
Wait, I don't think there was complete answers. Like,
oh, go continue. Sorry.
Huh?
If it gets worse.
Yeah, what if it gets worse? Would you want to know it?
I mean, I've already known it, so shit.
What about you, Quinn? This is not one of your questions, but I'm going to ask.
I wouldn't want to know. No, I wouldn't want to know. And because, well, I like being surprised.
Now you got 21.
And I intend to write my own future anyway.
Oh, nice. Okay, JD, number four. What are you most proud of?
Okay, I know what the answer is, but it's not the vibe for this show at all.
Okay, so can you make up an answer then?
So
say like your children or something.
I don't have any children that I know of. Actually, I don't have any children. How can I spin this to make it the vibe for the show? I did a thing that was really scary,
You could skip the question if you really can't answer.
I thought I wasn't allowed to skip.
No, I mean, if you really can't answer, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, because like the thing is it's undoubtedly the thing I am most proud of, but it's really dark and it's like very personal.
Okay, all right, I get it. All right, well, how about
just
this?
Say that I'm very proud of it.
How about I'm going to go on to the website, Teen Vogue, and I'm going to pull up another question real quick for you.
Okay. You're getting 20 questions and you're going to like it.
Ready?
You ain't getting 19, you're getting 20.
What would be the funniest superpower?
Oh, dude, I want to be like Mr. Fantastic where my arm's just like, ow! I hit.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I think I'd like to change my silly superpower. No, I don't want to be the thing. I don't want to be Rock. Oh shit, that's actually Scotty Rock slander. My fault, Scotty Rock. You didn't catch that.
I did after you.
Okay, yeah.
Pointed it out.
You said silliest?
Yeah. What would be the silliest superpower?
Oh, what's that?
Like,
oh, okay. Have you ever
pooping
heard
on people?
An elastic peen.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, have you ever heard of X-Force?
I have not.
Okay. It's like a parody. Marvel still made it, but it's like a parody of the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it's comedic in nature. And there is someone on the X-Force named Zeitgeist. And his superpower is he literally projectile vomits on people.
Awesome.
So I think he's like a parody of Cyclops, but instead of shooting laser beams from his eyes, he shoots projectile vomit from his mouth.
Nice.
I think that's what he's a parody of is Cyclops.
All right. I like
that. There you go.
All right.
It actually exists because they written a Marvel movie
or right, Marvel
comic book.
It also probably
number five. What is the best gift you have ever received?
Oh man, I think I'm gonna go with this one just because of the sheer dedication it took from my mother. But in 2001, or it might have been 2000 or 2001. My mom got me a PlayStation 2 for Christmas, and she got it by waiting in the Best Buy parking lot for 2 weeks waiting for shipments to arrive. Like, she would take me to school and then she would drive to Best Buy and sit in the parking lot hoping a shipment came in.
Wow.
She did that for 2 weeks.
Nice.
And I will always be grateful for that.
Good answer.
I think it's back there. Oh, no, that's a different one anyway.
All right, number six. I think I know the answer to this. You may have said it in the last segment. Where's the fanciest place you have ever been? It was at the penthouse you clogged the toilet in South Korea.
Actually, no. Actually, no. I'm thinking somewhere's fancier. I'm just...
Your hair looks great, Quinn.
I would imagine this place is fancier. I consider it fancier. There's a rotating restaurant in Atlanta that like rotates around, and their food was it seemed pretty gourmet for that. I think that's the fanciest place I've been.
All
Which
right.
I'm sure there's fancier places, but it felt fancy to me.
Okay. Next question. This might be my favorite question.
Oh boy.
If you could erase one color from existence, what color would you erase? I don't know why I really like this question.
I could erase one color. Turquoise.
Why?
Get it out of here. Because it's a poser for blue. And okay. It's also trying to be green at the same time and just figure it out, turquoise. Figure it out.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together. And your name sounds weird. I'm judging you, turquoise.
All right. Number eight.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Quinn's in his Spider-Man 3 era.
He's in his emo
Dig on this.
Yeah, dig on this. I dig on this.
All right, number eight. What is the weirdest fact that you know? I know this is it's a good question, but
oh wait, that's not a fact. That's a Chuck Norris joke. Never mind. What is the weirdest fact? I have a plethora of facts.
Yeah.
I
figured you would.
It's hard to isolate one as the Jesus Christ, Quinn.
I'll go away for a minute.
How about the weirdest fact is that the Quinn is Coach McQuaig's.
It's not true.
It's not really weird. It's just true.
Okay. I think a lot more people know this, and I don't think it's actually weird. It's just I was pretty amazed when I found out about it. That Vatican City is actually a country.
Really?
Within Italy, yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that, but that might be because I'm Jewish.
True. That's true. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's classified as a country.
Huh. Interesting.
Which means it is also the only country in the entire world that is completely surrounded by another country.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. You're doing very good by the way.
Thank you.
Two more. Which celebrity would you choose as your mentor?
I was going to go with a joke answer with someone who's like very problematic and a criminal, but I should probably take this seriously.
Paris Hilton.
She's not a criminal though. She's actually doing a lot of charity work for.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Or what is it? Shit, who's she doing it for? Oh, I can't remember, but she's doing a lot of charity work these days. Let's see. Mentored by. Honestly, I'm probably going to go with. I'm going to go with Patrick Stewart.
Good one.
I want someone wise.
Yeah.
So I think he would older be. On this older. But, right. No offense. Patrick Stewart. I'm sorry if you take offense to that. He's never going to hear that.
Good friend of the show.
All right. And last question, Quinn, you might want to come back for this one.
Oh God.
You ready? What dessert would you compare the Quinn to?
Teen Vogue did not have this.
Well, it didn't say the Quinn. I added that part myself.
What's the actual question?
What does, the actual question.
Scotty just made this up himself.
He just made it up.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
He was thinking about how tasty I look like this.
Well, it was what dessert would you compare your best friend to?
Oh. Okay, I will use Quinn in this case.
Okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Tasty.
I'm going to go with. Okay, now you've completely changed the dessert, though. It's a completely different dessert now.
I'm still a snack.
You look, Quinn, you're going to appreciate this. You're going to really appreciate this. But you looking like a muffin right now. You looking like a muffin.
So when I say grab some, so when I say grab some muffins on your way out, I really mean give me a little goose.
Goose is
what
goose.
Kind of muffin?
Chocolate. Wait.
I was going to say a blueberry muffin, really juicy and sweet, because that's the lyric.
But I for those that don't know, for a project in college, I was a record production and audio engineering major. I made a rap song called Muffins. And my verse started with.
Breakfast isn't complete without a homemade treat.
Oh yeah, how do you know the lyrics?
Because it was the closing theme song of the show for 2 years.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's breakfast isn't complete without a homemade treat. a blueberry muffin really juicy and sweet. I eat 15 muffins in a row every day. And then the next lyric is about an eating disorder, so I'm never going to say it again.
Now, here's a weird fact. I never knew that you were the one who did that.
Yeah, that was me.
I never knew that.
I rapped the last verse of that song.
Never knew that was yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, I basically, it was like, I had two other friends or three other friends do verses, and then I did the last verse.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chorus was, who wants a muffin? Gotta get a muffin. Fuck all the stuffing. It's all about the muffin. You want to get some loving. Get her a McMuffin. Then she'll be buffing all of your muffins.
It was so good. I never knew that was you.
I was very problematic.
Wow. All right. Well done, JD.
Thank you.
All right, Quinn.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm back.
Yours might go a little deeper in some.
Uh-oh.
All right.
You ready?
Number one. What is your favorite quality about yourself?
I'm buff.
Really? Superficial.
No, I mean, I do appreciate being buff. All right. Let's see. I think
your favorite quality about
the
yourself.
The fact that I just absolutely refuse to quit. It gets the better of me sometimes, but for the most part, like, it's why we're here on Zoom still doing this show 10 and a half years later. So, you know, plenty of good comes from it.
Hey, Quinn, am I looking buff?
You are. Yes. Yes, you've obviously been working with Coach McQuakes.
He doesn't come to Georgia.
I mean, I'll let him know to come down there.
Also, that hurt. I think I pulled something.
All right, number two.
Mm-hmm.
What is your all-time favorite food?
Oh my. Let's see, all-time favorite food. I make a really mean stuffed pepper casserole, and I keep making it, and I keep eating it. I'm going to go with that. It's really good.
What's in that, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so you start with brown rice and a beef broth base, and then you add the beef. Then you add a big red pepper cut up. Then you add carrots, celery, onions, tomatoes. And then, you know, you leave in the crock pot a little bit. Then once things start to, like, all come together and the water starts to evaporate, you add some cheese in there and you mix it all in. It becomes all gooey.
Mm. Mm.
And then you can throw some hot sauce in there, some spices in there. I like to use the Omaha Steaks steak seasoning. And, yeah.
That's not for peppers. That's for steaks.
Well, there's beef in it and beef broth.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
You could also make a chicken version, too, with chicken broth and chicken beef.
Chicken beef. Okay. Next question.
Yeah.
When do you feel the safest?
Never.
I mean, that's an answer.
I mean, there's always an element of adventure in my life, I would say. I think, you know, when I feel the safest, I feel the safest at Cape May Point on Caper Day, feet in the ocean, saying intentions for the year ahead. All's right in the world.
I know as hell it's not here. Because I knew it ain't here.
All right. Number four. What is your favorite childhood memory?
Favorite childhood memory?
Mm-hmm.
Childhood goes all the way to 18, right? Like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, before 18.
Well, I would say childhood, like when you're, let's say, 12 and under, but before middle school.
Oh man, because like my favorite.
All right, no, go ahead.
My favorite childhood memory, honestly, is winning the state championship senior year, and I was 17.
Perfect. All right, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
All right, one. Yeah. You're just an older child,
legally a child.
Yeah. All right, good answer.
Just like I'm still legally a child.
Are you?
All right. So.
Next song. Next question might be a very quick answer for you, or it might take some time, but in your opinion, what is the worst song?
It's never quick with me, but, worst song. Okay. Ooh, this is tough on the spot, but you know,
I know, although I thought you might have one,
you know, no, There are definitely songs that I hear, I'm like, wow, this song sucks, and I never want to hear it again. You know what one like just went on twice as long as it needed to that I listened to on purpose recently? Smile by Vitamin C. There is
Oh
no
God,
reason why
yes.
that song needs to be 4 minutes long. It does
Terrible
not
song.
need to be 4 minutes long.
Wasn't
Shut
that
the fuck
"Put a
off and tune.
smile on your
Yeah.
face,
Like
make
they're
the world a better
yeah.
place"?
But also, like, there's just a lot of throwaway garbage from that era of music. Like, you know, S Club 7. Like, who needed? I never had a dream come true.
Oh, whoa.
No,
That's a
no, no.
banger.
A
Don't
banger.
yuck his yum.
Yeah, you're. I'm gonna yuck your yum.
My yum has
Or,
been yucked for the very
sorry,
first time.
don't wait. I meant don't yum his yuck.
Yes,
No, no,
yes,
no.
yes.
If I yummed his yuck, I would have been calling something good that he doesn't like.
No, it was reversed though. He
Oh,
was
he
saying
yummed
what
my
he,
yuck.
yes, he yummed your yuck.
Honestly, if you replaced S Club 7 with Eve 6, you would have been right.
I love Eve 6.
Here's to the Night. Oh,
Inside
man.
Out.
Yeah. Here's to the Night was 8th grade graduation when we all, you know, got so emotional over leaving each other, but then all reuniting at a different school 2 months later. Yeah. You know what other song I always just think sucks? That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain. For whatever reason, I'm just like, this is the dumbest song, and I hate that.
I guess that song didn't impress you much.
Hey, no! You're correct. You're correct. Let's see, what else do I hate? Don't Stop Believing. I don't like that song. I honestly thought it was like a TV theme song when it was parodied on Family Guy. Let's see.
What?
Yeah, I don't like Don't Stop Believing. I just don't like it. I just don't. I'm so sick of it. I could never hear it again and I would be happy. Let's see. You know, you're both probably gonna hate me for this too. And it's not that I hate them. I'm glad they got back together. I'm glad everyone's healthy and happy and doing their thing.
Don't do it.
I
Don't
never
do it.
understood what it was about Blink-182.
Oh, okay. Whew, thank
I
God.
just don't really
Oh,
like them.
finally something I can agree with.
Oh, really? Really? You're
Yes,
with me.
no.
Oh.
That's, dude, Blink-182 is not butt rock. They are ass rock.
What? Okay, and
Because their
here's the
music
thing.
is ass.
Here's the thing too.
I don't know how to come back.
I agree. But here's the thing. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, I love emo so much. I love emo so much. But they were crapping on butt rock, even though butt rock is better music for the most part. Not all of it. But Creed is
Guys,
definitely better.
I
Creed is
really don't know how to come back.
Absolutely a better band than Blink-182. Limp Bizkit is absolutely a more innovative band than Blink-182. And all the hipsters wanted to crap on them until it became cool to like them again because the 90s are far enough away. But you know what? They've always been better.
How do I come back?
You don't. You just ask me the
What?
next question.
Yeah, just.
Wait. I was very upset with your answer. Now I don't know how to come back.
Well, I mean, you said it was either going to be a really short one or a
Oh,
really
you know
long one.
what? Don't waste your time on
See, I like that because it's so ridiculous. The
the voice inside my head.
Yeah, I like that, but not because it's good.
I hate you. Okay.
I miss you.
See
Miss you.
what you
Where are
did.
you? And I'm so sorry.
Ready?
We're gonna get copyright
For your
struck.
next question.
Yeah.
Have you nope, number six. Describe your perfect day.
Oh, they thought you were going to say perfect date. I was going to be like, I haven't been on one in a long time. I don't know. Hey, now.
I thought you were gonna say April 20. Oh, that's another Mean Girls thing. You're not gonna get it.
See, no, I do get
Nope.
that. No light jacket.
Okay. Yeah, you just need a light jacket.
Yeah. April 25th just happened, by the way.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any memes about it this year. I was surprised.
I
No, I
did.
wasn't surprised because I usually don't think about that unless
I
somebody
did.
posts it. But
Anyway, back to your
now I'm
perfect
thinking about
day.
it. I'm going to revisit one of my previous answers and say Caper Day. It's always the perfect day on Caper Day.
Well, can you walk us through your day?
I sure can. I wake up, go to the beach in Wildwood, walk the boards in Wildwood, probably eat some stuff that's bad for me. Go to Cape May Point, stand on the beach, Cape May Point, as the sun sets, and I set my intentions for the year as the waves wash over my tootsies. And then I go
Ooh.
get dinner. And then I go to bed, and then I drive 800 miles back to Nashville the next day. Except this year, I'm not driving back the next day because we have Creed the following week.
Yes, we do.
So that'll be the perfect day.
Yes. All right, good answer. Next one, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is your favorite nickname that someone has given you, and how did you get it?
I mean, it has to be the Quinn at this
That's
point.
what I assumed.
But aside from that, Gaga, that's my uncle name. And they still, I actually have a funny story. It's kind of awkward. So I met Amber's boyfriend, my eldest niece, while I was up there. And I introduced myself. And I'm like, wait a second. And I turn to Amber. I'm like, what should he call me? Like, all your other friends call me Gaga. Like, I'm not making the 16-year-old dude call me Gaga. Like, I'm Gerard. I mean, the Quinn. Sorry. Whoops. Yeah. What would have really been shocking is if I said I'm Coach McQuakes, but I'm not Coach McQuakes. So yeah, it was and the kid's actually taller than me. And of course, Vinny, my nephew, sitting right there, he's like, he's bigger than you, short king. I'm like, thank
So
you.
funny. She
Thank you.
called you a
short king?
Yes, my 10-year-old nephew called me a short king, which is
Oh,
ironic considering he's way
dude.
shorter than me.
So funny.
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
My
All
hair is a mess.
right. And you
Yes.
got that nickname because you look like Lady Gaga.
No, I got that nickname because Amber was one and couldn't say my non-stage name.
Oh,
So,
still
gaga, gaga, gaga,
okay.
gaga.
Your stage name. Number eight. Have you ever had a spiritual experience?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about
No. It
Okay.
was when he went to see Creed.
No, that's to come. That's happening.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm predicting the future.
I mean,
Number
I've had
nine.
tons of spiritual experiences. Let's see. I mean, Caper Day has had a couple of spiritual experiences. My hair is a disaster. It's a dumpster fire.
Looks like you're a caper day with the sand and wind through your hair.
I'm getting a haircut before we do this again. But I'm just gonna let it go right now. Let's see. Yeah, I've had tons of spiritual experiences, around Caper Day, around. You know what? I usually have one, and every April 15th, when I turn another year cancer free, that's a pretty spiritual experience. And I've also been haunted before too, so that also counts.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So back in high school, at least I was still in high school. My brother went to Shades of Death Road in Warren County and made fun of some
Yes, Shades
ghosts.
of Death Road.
I will
And
never
did
forget.
what? I get that sign many a times, but they started greasing up the pole.
He made fun of some ghosts, and then the ghosts followed him home, and then they were haunting us for like a good week or two, like around Christmas 2003. Stuff was falling off mantles. There were lights flashing behind me. Actually, I went right around. His car broke down when he picked me up from our friend Adam's house from the Mad Sugars when they were playing Super Kirk songs in the garage. And the car broke down right where the hooker man likes to hang out. And like the yellow lights flash behind you up there. That means the hooker man's nearby. And that happened when I went back up to the car to get some stuff. So all the ghosts were haunting us. And,
I believe
after
in
my,
all of that.
yeah, all the ghosts, like
How
all
did
the
I not
ghosts.
know
All of
about
them.
this?
Oh,
That's
I don't really, talk about getting haunted that much. But yeah, that happened. Yeah.
unless it comes from Teen Vogue.
Unless it goes, yeah,
Damn.
Team Vogue revealing all my secrets.
Damn, I was. You were living down in the valley of Long Valley. I was up in the mountain. We didn't have ghosts up there. Holy shit.
Yeah. No, Drakestown Bartley Road, like that, or
Yeah.
yeah. No, Drakestown Flanders Road, rather. Coming down into Flanders, like going toward, like, I don't know, like Flanders,
Toward
the
like Sussex County. Okay.
no, Morris, but. Yeah, well, the hooker man's up there. And so
The Hooker
his
Man, yeah,
car,
that's.
after I had mocked his ghostly experience, his car broke down right on that road where the hooker man hangs out. I go back up to the car to get some things, and there's yellow lights flashing behind me, which is a sign that the hooker man is about to kill you. So I go
Yeah.
sprinting down the hill as my parents come to pick us up and I guess help him change a tire. I forget. It was a long time ago. And then, yeah, then Christmas Eve stuff was falling off the mantle. Brooms were falling over at random. It was great.
This
Awesome.
we should have a new Spotify poll. Have you been haunted?
Yes, I like it.
That's
All
the new
right.
poll.
Tell us your craziest ghost stories.
Yeah.
All right, two more questions.
Let's do it.
Do you have a favorite TV show, and why is it Space Cases?
Because the writing was excellent, the
Wait,
acting was excellent.
is that your
Jeffrey
favorite show, though?
Yeah, of course. The writing was excellent for a kid show in the 90s. The acting was excellent for a kid show in the 90s. The depth of the plot and the character development, at least in season one before Nickelodeon interfered too much, was fantastic. It had one of my favorite actors of all time, Walter Emmanuel Jones, otherwise known as Zack Taylor, the original Black Ranger. He played Harlan Band. And yeah, it's just a very enjoyable experience, and Scotty loved it too. And
It did.
Scotty
What was
especially
it?
loved Miss Davenport.
That's what I was just going to ask you what her name was. I
Wait.
couldn't remember.
Yep.
Okay, now.
I've never even heard of Space Cases.
Don't bother.
No. Scotty, you liked it. You liked it over the summer. JD, I'm gonna send you the whole season one. And
I
you're gonna
may or may not have
Do
taken
you
an
just like
edible.
have it on your hard drive or something?
No, it's on YouTube. That's the only place you can find it is
Okay.
YouTube.
Oh, okay.
It's excellent. It's excellent.
Okay,
CGI is from 1996, so bear with it, but you
How
know.
about a modern day television show? I know you don't watch too much TV, but anything?
Raw SmackDown because I watched the clips.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right. And last question. What is the worst job there is? This has been a debate in my family actually for many years. Because I always said picking up roadkill on the side of the road is a pretty terrible job. But my brother would say that there's probably a lot of money in picking up roadkill, and he would do it.
I think it's subjective. I think there's no one answer to this question.
Well, in your opinion, what do you think is the worst job? And JD, you can answer this as well, in your opinion.
Oh, I got one. Slam dunk. I know what it is.
You go, because I'm thinking.
It's the Taco Bell employee that has bathroom cleaning duty.
That's a pretty bad one, yeah.
I would contest that there are some gas station and grocery store bathrooms that are even worse, though. However, that's not my pick.
But it's Taco Bell.
True, but like you like does the after does the main aftermath come while you're still at Taco Bell or afterwards?
Gonna pass on that question
You know what I think has to be a pretty shitty job?
for personal
Hey, no.
experience.
And not even because it's gross, but like cleaning up in a sports stadium or arena after everybody leaves.
I don't think that's
That's
that
got to be an
bad.
awful job.
I don't think that's that bad.
I think you
There's not
become
like,
desensitized to it, honestly. And
yeah.
I don't think there's like really gross shit there.
No, I don't mean gross. I just mean
You just, it's tedious.
it's tedious, it's late, it's just I don't know. I worked in a movie theater. Cleaning that up was pretty rough, sticky, and
I did that shit for free.
gooey.
I did that shit for free as a kid.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that for free.
I think it depends who you're working with too in those environments, because those
That's
environments
true.
can be a lot of fun if you're working with cool people. Like I've worked security for a number of years. I'm going to go back to Pennsylvania in late July, early August, and do it again for Music Fest. And like by no means is it always sunshine and rainbows, especially during that festival when people are throwing giant purple dildos on stage. But I will say that I love the people I work with, and overall, I have a lot of fun doing it. I think the worst job is one that you hate.
That's soul crushing.
Yeah, one that's soul crushing, like the corporate job that I had before I took the leap in 2021. Made good money, hated it because nobody wanted to be there. Everybody just put themselves up in meetings all day, so they didn't have to work, and that prevented me from doing my job. So I was just sitting there or sitting on my other laptop doing this other thing while I was supposed to be working because we were working from home during COVID and I had nothing to do, so I wasn't going to sit and stare at the wall for 8 hours. May have gotten a game or two of RBI baseball in there too. But yeah, the worst job is the job you hate. The worst job is the
All
job that you
right.
don't want to go to.
I'm telling.
All right, I got one more question.
Go ahead.
If different fruits could talk, which fruit would sound the funniest?
I don't want to think about this. This isn't right.
Gotta end on a funny note.
Because all I think about when I hear this question is the annoying orange, and that thing is a curse to humanity.
God.
Hey, Apple.
Don't summon it.
Pen, pineapple, apple pen.
I don't. Oh, I mean, I could imagine a banana would be pretty freaky because it's kind of shaped like a mouth, so like. It would look weird. I don't know.
Oh, it's like a
What would
smile, I
sound
guess.
the funniest?
If fruits could talk, who would sound the funniest?
I think, you know what? I think a watermelon would have like a big, like giant voice. I think that'd be kind of funny.
All right.
Know, because it's a big round fruit. Be like, bull, 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 you know, stuff like that.
I actually have an answer that popped in my head right away.
What's that?
A kiwi.
Speaking through the fuzz.
Yeah.
How would it sound?
I think it'd sound like this. I'm a kiwi. How's it going? How's it going? What,
Know what?
you're not gonna talk back? Why has he got a Boston accent all of a sudden? He got a Boston accent all of a sudden.
Now you got to talk back as the watermelon. Come on.
Okay. I think I'll take the annoying
Hey,
element.
how's it going, watermelon?
I'm not doing this.
What you from New York or something? You don't want to talk to me for boy? What the hell, man?
Well,
I'll take the annoying orange. I'll take the annoying orange any day.
this has been getting to know you thing.
I don't think people know me any better after this. And if
I
they
know you
do,
better.
they probably think a lot less of me.
Hey now.
Hope
All
you
right,
enjoy.
well, this was fun.
It was fun. I think I have soiled my reputation.
Oh, I thought you
No.
were gonna say you soiled your pants.
No, that's
I have.
That's
No.
only in Korea.
Not going to Taco Bell tonight, that's for sure.
Anyway, shall we give them a little something for your ears, and then we'll feeling good.
Yeah, I think you should give them something for your ears. For their ears, not yours. Your theirs.
I think I'm gonna, poke my eardrums out with a Q-tip in a minute. Anyway,
What the
you know
hell?
who's? Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
What the hell? I'm good for you.
I mean, yeah, to eat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Know
My
your role
only
and shut your
purpose in
mouth.
life is to die in your esophagus or your stomach.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
No, that's the rock. I'm a fucking kiwi.
Something for
This
your
show.
ears. Something for your ears is you know who's been releasing bangers lately? And I kid you not, New Kids on the Block. Two new songs coming off of the new album coming later this year. You've got Kids, which is a fun little banger, and then you've got A Love Like This, which just came out. Classic Jordan Knight falsetto on that one. And there's a lot of really cool new wave 80s influence, but it's like a modern update on it. It's really The production's really slick, and kids still got it. So go
My
check it out.
first concert.
Yeah, mine was the Beach Boys with John Stamos on drums.
Nice.
Hey,
Nice. Nice.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits, and
It did.
unfortunately, Chinese food makes me sick.
Do you think it's fly? One girl stopped by in the summer.
No,
Yeah.
for the summer.
Oh, also, just a personal taste for me, but I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer.
Yeah. I wish he'd come back.
Anyway, why don't you get us feeling good?
Oh,
No. Now that
yeah.
we've
Sorry.
brought it
After
down.
we were pining for the girl in Abercrombie and Fitch, so that doesn't make me feel good, but this story will because it's time to feel good. Oh, you want me to sing the song? We're gonna get copyright struck?
No, I could just do this. It's fine. Just
Okay, and then
awkwardly.
I'm gonna sing it poorly, and I'm feeling good.
Wait, can you sing it as the Kiwi?
I'm feeling good.
You sound like those videos of Toad singing songs. Look them up. Thank you for backing up from the microphone to do that, at least.
Guys, I can't do stupid news anymore. I think I destroyed my vocal
Well,
cords.
that's fine because stupid news is Scotty's
Yeah, I do
feeling
stupid
good. Yeah.
news.
Oh, I didn't say stupid news. I didn't say feeling good. I said stupid news.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. Okay. All right. I need to get this train back on the track. Oh, my God. How do you guys keep me back on the show? How do you guys keep letting me back on this show?
I mean, have you listened to either one of us tonight?
Anyway, all right, so tonight's feeling good. Oh my god, I could feel my voice just dying. So tonight's feeling good is a Florida teen wins a prestigious Carnegie Award and full ride scholarship after daring rescue. This comes from Lantana, Florida. A good news story coming out of Florida. Can you believe it? From Lantana, Florida, comes the story of a courageous teenager who rescued a woman adrift in the fast current of a canal carrying rainwater out to the Atlantic. The rescue won the young man the Carnegie Hero Award, as well as a local full-ride scholarship to the Boynton Fire and Rescue Academy to cover the cost of school while he pursues his ambition of becoming a firefighter. In December 2023, a woman was spotted floating down the Boynton Beach Inlet, the most dangerous inlet of South Florida, due to a rapid current, according to Boynton Beach Fire and Rescue. Unconcerned with his own safety, 17-year-old Jacob Thompson, that's Jacob with a K, took off his shirt and jumped into the canal, swimming 80 feet and securing the woman around his waist before powering back to the cement wall. CBS 12 News reports that the woman, while completely exhausted, knew not to struggle, which allowed Thompson to focus on his strokes. Quote, I just swam as fast as I can to get to her. By the time I got to her, I don't want to say lifeless, but she was very tired from struggling and trying to get out of the water, Thompson told CBS 12. The rescue was widely viewed on the news and social media, thanks to a video of the incident taken by bystander Maria Gutierrez. So...
Now, I wonder, feel good.
I wonder if Fox Connecticut covered that.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. They're just like, nothing's going on around here.
Whatever I can get.
We need a good news story to end our telecast. Jacob, you're on.
Jacob with a K.
Jacob with a K. But nice. So he is, I would assume... either by now or pretty soon, he's going to be at the Fire and Rescue Academy in Boynton Beach. Nice. So good luck to him. And I have a feeling he's going to be one of the newest firefighters of the Boynton Beach Fire and Rescue.
And a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
BBF.
Have you guys ever been to Boynton Beach?
I have. I love it.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I might jump in that canal so he can save me too.
Yeah, Boynton Beach is great.
What? Why are you looking like that, Quinn?
I might jump in that canal so he can save me too. What if he's not there? Man.
Oh, what if he's not done with the academy yet?
Well, what if he's just like not there? What if he's off that?
Well, day? I mean, I don't want anyone else to save me. So like if it's somebody else, I'm going to tell him no, I'll just die.
You'll just wait for Jacob with a K.
That was very dark.
All right, we're feeling good. We're feeling good.
We're laughing. That's all that matters.
And this has been the Quinn Spin. Two ends in Quinn, two ends in Spin. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more, although I don't know why you'd want to. And you can also find us
who
on
listens the to this shit. Sorry, Quinn.
You're not wrong. At the Quinn Spin Official on Instagram and Threads, the Quinn Spin on TikTok and Facebooks, and of course umcnashville.com, our central hub for all things independent music, community, creativity, and more. Underground Music Collective is also on all the socials, most of which are UMC Nashville, except Facebook, because it's UMC Worldwide, because it just is. At National Live Shows, we just had a really cool event this past Friday. More to come throughout 2024. Very excited. And also, we've got an event happening, a free event in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, June 21st. Sounds of the Underground at Levitt Pavilion, Steel Stacks. This is huge. It's free. The weather's going to be great. If you're in the area, come out.
It's free.
First of many that way, too. And it is free. Yes, once again. And you can follow me at GerardLongo12. I don't know why my name's not the Quinn on Instagram, but if you want to follow me there for the occasional fitness thirst trap, as well as some other goodies, if you know what I mean. Where else can we find you guys online?
ScottyRock77 on Instagram and I hate saying X, but X.
JD raised his hand.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Stay far away from me.
Don't follow me.
I think that was a stop, not a hand raise.
No, it's Zoom. Zoom can automatically detect hand gestures now. It happened by accident when I was in my therapy session.
Wow.
It's
not working with me.
Something bad happened, and I was telling something bad in my therapy session, and my therapist went boo and gave a thumbs down, and then it prompted like a bubble with a thumbs down popped up above her head, and I'm like, what the hell was that? She's like, oh my god, I don't know how to turn this off, and like it happened earlier today when someone was like sobbing, crying, and it was the worst thing. I'm like, oh my god.
Special effects for your therapy session.
So Zoom is ruining online therapy session.
Unlike our partners from BetterHelp, we don't have BetterHelp sponsorship, at least not yet. But that would have been a great segue if we did.
Yeah, it would have been.
Oh, all right, I'm done laughing.
And Rebel Nine's all I've become. Going to take us out like it brought us in. Grab some muffins on your way out. And by that, we mean my sweet cheeks.
I love you.